Hello and welcome to Spectrum Iran. In this edition, we are going to focus on this year's Hajj pilgrimage and the participation of the Iranian contingent and the help they received through Iran's Hajj and Pilgrimage Affairs Organization. Stay with us. Welcome back. This year's Hajj pilgrimage drew to a close in late October, with over 3 million Muslims having gone through the ultimate experience in their life, a life-changing one according to most. Iran's Hajj and Pilgrimage Affairs Organization is the body tasked with assisting the thousands of Iranian pilgrims dispatched to the holy city of Mecca for this once-in-a-lifetime journey. The organization also helps expatriates who make the trip to Saudi Arabia. In view of the importance of strengthening Muslim unity and solidarity as one of the major blessings of Hajj, the cultural mission of Iran's Hajj and Pilgrimage Affairs Organization is considered one of the most active in the setup. Tonight we've asked one of the top officials at Iran's Hajj and Pilgrimage Affairs Organization, Dr. Sayyed Javad Mazloumi, a deputy for cultural affairs at Iran's Hajj Organization, to come and shed light on this year's Hajj and also tell us about the cultural endeavors of the organization. Dr. Mazloumi, thank you for giving us the pleasure of your time, sir.
It is my pleasure to be with you and your audience.
Thank you, sir. Before we start our discussion proper, let's take a listen to our narration. Stay with us. Like other Muslims, the Islamic pilgrimage of Hajj is one of the most important experiences of their life. Some say for years to perform the pilgrimage, which is considered a duty for Muslims who are physically and financially capable. But with a swelling Iranian population and limited capacity at the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, even those who can afford it often have to wait for decades before they can go to Mecca. Iran has not accepted new registrations for the Hajj since 2007 because 1.5 million Iranians are already on the waiting list. Because of a quota system imposed by Saudi Arabia on Muslim nations, Iran was only able to send about 75,000 pilgrims out of its 75 million population for the Hajj this year. The number of Iranian pilgrims in 2012 was about 25% less than previous years. Saudi Arabia, which hosted about 4 million pilgrims this year, refused requests by Muslim nations, including Iran, to increase their quota, adding to the worries of many Iranians who hope to visit the holy sites before they pass away. Some Iranians have criticized the Saudis for refusing to increase the number of pilgrims this year, describing the move as politically motivated. Saudi Arabia said the reduction was because of the expansion projects in the holy sites. Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam and the largest act of mass pilgrimage in the entire world. Thank you. Welcome back. Dr. Mazlumi, would you please start our program by telling us about Hajj 2012 and as far as you're concerned, how it compared with previous years?
Let me, before that, present my condolence for the Imam Hussein's martyrdom these days, and I know every person feels this sorrow in his heart.
Thank you, sir.
And this year, alhamdulillah, pilgrimage was done very fine and it was very nice.
Successful.
We have some new events there. One of the important parts was the Islamic awakening that we can see there, that there are many new countries.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say they were new countries because this Egypt was not the Egypt of last year, because here people feel free to get close to you and ask their questions and to get in touch with you and in communication with you. So this year we had a very good experience about the communication with other countries,
was the
new born countries.
Was the difference so noticeable?
Yes, it was really clearly, you can understand it. They don't have any problem to get close to you, ask their question, to begin a communication, and after that it is not important to agree or disagree. They can talk with you.
Establishment of dialogue.
Yeah. It was something that in last years, for example, they had some problem because of their government or the people who they feel, for example, it may cause some problem for them by the spies and such persons. But this year they feel free to get close to you and ask their questions. The second point, I think, Iranian position in the political affairs of the Middle East was something very clear for the people, and they asked somehow some type of leadership, or let me say, to be in as an advanced country in this field to help them, or in some other types they ask a questions, let me say, like asking a role model, for example, for the governing the country, because in Egypt, in many other countries, you have a newborn, Yemen and Tunis and such a thing, you have a new question, how we should rule our country, how we should make it progress. And in this field they ask, what's your experience? How do you make it? What does it mean that it is Islamic country? How does it explain by leadership? What is the relationship between leadership and, for example, president, for example, and such a things? So
you were asked to share your experience.
Yeah, I think it was a very ready background to have good communication with others. And fortunately, I think we tried our best to get more benefit of this new environment.
Thank God for that. Tell us about the institutions, Dr. Mazlumi, active in Iran's Hajj and pilgrimage organizations and their individual domain of activities.
Let me say that here we have an organization which is called Hajj Organization. It is responsible for all executive parts of Hajj. Here you know, when a person wants to have this trip, he needs for his accommodation, for food, for traveling, for everything that which are, we call them, all of them, executive part of Hajj. It is done by Hajj organization. It is some state of the governmental of Iran's ministry, and there are another part which is in fact representative of supreme leader. And nowadays is Hujjatul Islam Ghazi Asghar, the representative, supreme leader. He is the head of Iranian Hajj mission. And he has two major duties and responsibilities. One of them is to be a high supervisor to all affairs of Hajj, even executive parts, because the executive parts should be done according to cultural goals as well.
They should complement each other.
Yeah, it is. So he has two type of responsibility. One of them is a supervisor,
the top supervisor,
and the other is he is responsible for all cultural aspects of Hajj. So we have these two main parts in Iranian Hajj mission. There are some other groups and institutes which help us to make Hajj to be done better and more successful. For example, even in medical part, we have read, you know, Crescent, for example, right. They have some part of
physicians
and some other medical parts they are responsible. But to these majors, I think Hajj organization and Hajj commission, I think that Hajj mission is the main parts in Iranian Hajj organizing.
So the mission initially works parallel with the state ministry, but it's the ultimate supervisor in ensuring that the Iranian pilgrims and the expats perform the Hajj properly and they make best use of this God-given
and
opportunity.
All the cultural affairs are in their hands. Iranian Hajj mission.
Okay, Dr. Mazlumi, as a deputy for the cultural affairs of the Hajj mission, tell us about the activities that your institution is involved with, sir.
Here we have majorly two types of activities we have. Mm-hmm. Some of them is before the Hajj and some of them during the Hajj. When we talk about the before Hajj, you know, when a person decides to go to Hajj, he needs something, some preparation, because Hajj is something very special, very, very special. It is something that very spiritual experience. It has really more very, very detailed activities. All of them should be done in its own place, on time, and in very detailed
manners.
Yeah. Here, so we need something for them before Hajj. And some activities will happen during the Hajj. Before Hajj, we need to convey some information to them, to deliver some information to them. And during Hajj, we have something else. When we talk about the conveying this information, you know, for example, because we have many people all around the world, we cannot convey the information just by, for example, lessons or classes and such a things.
That's
we
right.
need to use some other types. One of the best ways to use it is to use internet. Through internet, we offer all information that a person needs.
When not just to Iranians,
no,
but
not
to all
just
Muslims
for
Iranians, across
for
the world.
All Muslims. In fact, we have published more than 800 volume books. We have two magazines, periodical magazines. We have more than 40 DVD-ROMs, software, and even VCD-ROM, VCDs.
Dr. Mazlumi, in what language? Are they in English or
Arabic? I will talk in different languages. I will explain it. We have it. Yeah, we have many things that you can get it, even video clips, even audio clips. But these are when you put in just in physical part, you cannot convey to different part because there are some people live all around the world. So you need to put all of them on the internet. Mm-hmm. We have one website, let me introduce it. It is www.hajj.ir, H-A-J-J. When we talk about this, it is our main website. Mm-hmm. You can enter there. You will find what you want and what you need, the books, the magazines, the booklets, every published paper there, and you have the video clips, you have the audio, and all of them gathered on one site, one website to be in your fingertips.
So basically, in a nutshell, the do's and don'ts of Hajj.
Yeah, it has everything that you need. When I think everything, it means from the history, from the Hajj rituals, from the sightseeing of Mecca and Medina, because it is historical part, and you need to know about the places. And many things like, even let me say about the secrets of Hajj and spiritual parts of Hajj. You want to get more benefit of it. It is not just circling around the Kaaba. It has many, many deep meaning. You need to get
profound
You need to understand this deep feeling. It is not something to be explained. It is not something to be told or just to see. You need to taste it, to feel it. So you need to be prepared. Because if there was no preparation, you will be there like a person who is in an ordinary trip. It is not an ordinary trip. Mm-hmm. You need to be ready to get more benefit of your trip as well.
Thank you. Dr. Mazlumi, you've already said that we have it on the Hajj internet site, a wealth a wealth of material, wealth of information for Iranians and non-Iranians alike to use. But can I get you to more specifically tell us the executive activities and endeavors pursued by the Iranian Hajj mission for non-Iranian pilgrims, because that would be an opportune moment to strengthen this solidarity and unity among the Muslim Ummah.
Executive parts, we have different types of services. One of them is for Iranian who live in Iran. It is clear and out of our talking. I want to go to people who live abroad.
The expatriates, yes.
And here we have two types. Some of them are Iranians who live abroad.
Okay.
So the other part is Muslims, non-Iranian Muslims. Non-Iranian Muslims, we have in executive part offer them one choice and one service that here in our Hajj organization, we have some Iranian Hajj groups. Let me call them Iranian host Hajj groups. What is it? I think I can explain it in this way. In many countries, we have some people or Hajj groups. They want to come to Hajj.
That's right.
They need some help. Because they
need some advice.
Yeah, they need some advice. They need some even executive help, I mean. For example, in United Kingdom, we have some different Hajj groups, or even Germany, even United States, all of them we have. And myself, I had some experience with these countries. So they want to come to Hajj.
Right.
They need some help. They make a group, Hajj group, and come to, for example, Medina.
Mm-hmm.
In Medina, there is an Iranian host Hajj group. So when they enter the airport, after that everything is in Iranian Hajj group's hands. They take them for accommodation, they give them the travel program, they take them and they offer them even cultural advices and cultural help as well. All of it, let me say, from airport to airport by Iranian Hajj group, it is done. And after finishing it, they will get back to United Kingdom or to United States. And here is sometimes what happens for the Hajj groups in different countries. And sometimes it is not a Hajj group. For example, there are five persons from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They want to come to Hajj.
That's right.
And they don't have enough experience, enough knowledge. There are no possibility for them. They need some package, Hajj package.
That's right.
In these groups, they have their information in our website as well. You can refer there. For example, this year we had 23 different Hajj groups. These groups offered the information, their packages, and the people from the other countries, they can decide about these, any of these, and get in touch with them and make a contract. And when they enter, for example, Medina or Jeddah airport, they will take them to the program.
So all they have to do is to introduce themselves to the Iranian host Hajj groups, the rest will be taken care of.
Yeah, because they can get the information from our website. Every year we introduce some of them. They are under our supervision and we know that they can manage it. For example, I said some of them are, and these groups differ, let me say, really all around the world. Some
enormous
of them began from Japan or China, and some of them go to, for example, Europe and
United
Western
States,
and United States and African countries. And in these groups, we have this ability to help these people, even Hajj groups or individuals who come for Hajj. So here we have a wide spread of services to all people who are here. And it is not just for Iranian, because there are many people who are Muslims, and some of them are Shia, or some of them are even from Sunni brothers. They want to make their Hajj with Iranians. Why? Because, alhamdulillah, it happens that we can offer them good opportunities to make it right, correct, and more detailed, with good information, with good cultural activities, so they prefer to make it with Iranian. And many times there are, as you know, in different countries, for example, in United States, although this family is not Iranian, but they want to make it with Iranian. Here we have even some groups from other countries, for example, from Afghanistan or any other country, they want to make it with Iranian, or from Turkish country as well. I can remember some of them. They want to make it with Iranian. So all of them come to these groups and make it with them.
Good. Dr. Mazlumi, you told us about the executive part. Can I get you to focus on the cultural aspects of what is being offered in this regard?
Yeah. I said first we can offer them the informations, every type of information, but it is not enough. Why? Because you know you enter a big sea, let me say an ocean, 800 volume books, different magazines, a lot of booklets. It is not easy to choose. Here we have another choice for you. Mm-hmm. We have something for educational system. Mm-hmm. Here you don't want to get everything that you choose it. Mm-hmm. We want to offer you a roadmap for learning. Mm-hmm. Here we have a LMS, learning management system. In this LMS we have a very detailed educational system. Mm-hmm. Here we offer you that you can enter. You can use it in two ways. Right. One of them is to enter and choose, for example, one topic or even one lesson. I want to know just about the Masjid al-Haram.
What you have it? A specific question.
A specific question, yeah. And you can take it easily. It is just to enter and ask and get the information. But we have a system for learning. Here you enter, register, and every topic will be offered to you. Mm-hmm. And after finishing it, you will have some quiz. And after getting the good mark, you can go to the other level and pass one by one. And here we have different lessons and different topics. It begins from the Hajj rituals. Let me say from the Islamic law, because there are many things you need to know about the ablution, you need to know about the prayer. Here we have something about the Islamic studies, because there you will meet some people from other sects of Islamics, for example, from Sunni, Shia, you need to know about it. You need to know something about the Islamic history. You need to know something about the Holy Quran. You need to know something about the deep meaning of Hajj rituals and That's such true. Things, so all of them in different topics by the best scholars, really best knowledgeable scholars, they are taught and you can get them. And after passing each one, you can go to the next step. And here we have some other facilities there. For example, you can enter some online lessons. The teacher is now online, for example, in Qom or Tehran, and he will answer you even when you live in Australia or United States or any place else. And there are some other type, for example, you can send your questions, and there are some meetings for the people who attend the these lessons, and more than I think about 5,000 each day referred to this site.
I was going to ask you about the number of hits that you normally have.
I think the people, I mean individual people, because each person will have different hits. But because they are registered people, and mm-hmm. they are registered attendance here, they have, I think, about 5,000 each day. So enter, learn, and because
take
it is...
Take the quiz.
Yeah, yeah, because it is the by the different multimedia way. We use the videos, we use the, for example, the audio, we use the text and pictures, everything in their hand. And there is a real person teaching this course. And if you are familiar with this type of LMS system, they are according to scores. We make them in different scores. And so it is very standard way to learn and to go in a systematically educational period, and after that you will get, I hope, very good results for your try.
Inshallah. Dr. Mazlumi, we're going to give you a break. We're going to take a short break and be back soon. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Spectrum Iran. Dr. Mazlumi, before I get to my main question, what is the internet address of this LMS site you were just telling us about before the break, sir?
As I mentioned, our main site website is www.haj.ir, H-A-J-J, yeah?
Okay.
Here we have some subdomain for it. This subdomain is zaer.haj.ir.
How do you spell it, Zaer?
Z-A-E-R.
Okay.
Zaer.haj.ir. Okay. Here, when you have this address, you will enter directly to our educational system. Although you can enter to the haj.ir, and there we have some hints for it to go to every part that you want. One of them is this educational system. And here, fortunately, it is not just in Persian.
And I was going to ask about the choice of languages.
Yeah, here in this system, we have everything in Persian, Azeri, and in Arabic and English. Mm-hmm. English and Arabic will be soon uploaded, I think just in 1 or 2 months, inshallah, all of it. But these two languages, other two languages are ready now, and you can access it and Persian and Azeri already now, and Arabic and English, I think, just in 1 or 2 months will be finished, inshallah, all of it, and people can use it for their activities and knowledge.
Wonderful. Dr. Mazlumi, the question I'd like you to address now, sir. Before the break, you talked about the pre-Hajj aspects and the preparations needed for the Iranian pilgrims or for the pilgrims on the whole. What is being done during the Hajj pilgrimage
During
in terms
Hajj,
of cultural aspects?
Yeah, during Hajj we have two types of activities. Let me say one of them is done in Hajj groups, and some of them are just in central part. Mm-hmm. When we talk about the Hajj group here, as I mentioned, in executive part we have some Hajj group, Iranian Hajj group, which have the role of host here. So they get some guests from other countries. It is not just by executive persons there. We have some cultural persons there. I mean some ulama and clergymen there as leaders and cultural leaders in such a groups. For example, when a group enter Jeddah, there are not 8 executive persons. There are 10 persons to help them. Both of them are Islamic scholars. They are scholars and they are familiar with this type of information. Mm-hmm. For example, they mostly are familiar with different languages, at least 2 or 3 languages. They know the people's culture, because, for example, differs when your pilgrims are from Japan or China or from the West Germany. It differs. So you need to be familiar with your pilgrims as well. They know these and they are educated for this field. So they make everything their control. What they will do? First, they will have some supervision on the rituals of Hajj, because Hajj is very detailed in a specific part. So you need some person to have this supervision on your activities in all aspects. They are responsible for it. Mm-hmm. And they will be with pilgrims in all of their Hajj, in their Tawaf, in Mash'ar, in Mina, every place.
Various rituals.
Yeah, various rituals they have. And the second, they will teach them about all things that I refer to them. I don't want to mention them again. And third, they will have some cultural activities here. It is not just talking and teaching. You need to have some cultural activity there. For example, there are some events, Islamic events. You need some ceremony for it. You want to know something and you want to act something else. Mm-hmm. And to learn about these activities and these ceremonies and these events. And to have event sightseeings. Event sightseeings here. For example, you need to have all of these activities in each Hajj group will done by the Islamic scholars, which they are scholars in this field, I mean the field of Hajj, and they pass a very, very hard, let me say, very, very hard exams and tests. And after finishing all of them, and after finishing some special educational system for being a scholar of Hajj, they are ready. So now they are equipped with everything, and they have different facilities with themselves. For example, they are familiar with software and computer, and they try to offer their best for the pilgrims, inshallah, in their Hajj groups. These activities will be done in each Hajj group.
Hajj group. What about the central, the activities pursued by the central executive
part? In central part, we have some activities will be done all together. Mm-hmm. One of them is we offer the people different information resources. Mm-hmm. Here we have some libraries in Medina and in Mecca. People can go there and get information in physical type, for example, get borrow some books or get some booklets or books, and in digital, and we advise them most of the time to use the digital types, because in digital there is no limitation for them. They can get every content they want, every software about Islamic topics or even about the Hajj topics. They can get every picture, map, or anything that they need. Every type of content are there ready in their hands, and it is not just in Persian or Arabic, in different languages, so they can go there and get this type of information as a main resource for them. And many times they refer, they get this information not just for during the Hajj. They get it for their countries. When they get back to their countries, they need to know something about the Islamic aspect, Islamic studies. And here, these sources can be used much better. And the other part, we have some gathering for Iranian who live abroad. Mm-hmm. And there we have some type of conference there that they talk about their problems, their activities, their future, and what they have their experience during the Hajj or in their countries even. And here is a very warm environment between them, and they meet each other sometimes. You know, some of them are spread in
across
different countries. And they can get there and they have some negotiation about the problems, about the ways to solve the problems as well.
Discuss and share each other's experiences. Dr. Mazlumi, what is being done, culturally speaking, in order to strengthen the belief and ideas of not just the Iranian pilgrims, the Muslims who take part in this journey of a lifetime?
As Supreme Leader mentioned to us, it was sometime one of our major points in our mission to make this unity visible for the people. Mm-hmm. You know, Hajj is sometimes designed to show this unity.
That's right.
Because it is not like Ziyarah. When you go to Ziyarah, you can go, for example, to Mashhad or Karbala or any place whenever you want. It is not some specific time. And when you want to go, you can go to Mashhad or you can go to Karbala. It is up to you. Mm-hmm. So not the place and not is the time are defined in some specific. Even Umrah, it can be done in different months. That's but when you go
seasons.
To the Hajj, when you go to the Hajj, it should be done just in one specific time, few days. And you should be at the same place with all the people. When we talk this year, it is about the 3.5 million pilgrims. All of them should be at one...
Converge.
Yeah. At what time? In Arafat. So it is the biggest gathering for Muslims. Or let me say, it is the biggest gathering for all human beings. We don't have such experience in any other place.
That's right.
So 3.5 million gathered in one place. And all of them have the same goals, to make the same rituals. They have the same aim, and they have the same belief. So it is the best place to show your unity, and it is not just in talking or in writing, and it is somehow making it visible for the people, that all the people. Or let me have some picture of Tawaf. When you enter the Tawaf, what is it? Here you can see when you go to the roof of Masjid al-Haram and there look at the people around the Kaaba. They are circling around the Kaaba. What does it mean? It means all of us have the same direction.
Same goal.
Yeah, we move in the same direction. We have the same pole like Kaaba. All of us have the same book and we believe on the same God. We have the major things in common. Although there are many differences with different sects, but the main parts, all of them are in common. So here you can see, let me say, in Noi Imbadais, every unity in different aspects, even in clothes. You know, we in normal clothes, we have different type of clothes, different colors, different styles. But when you enter Hajj, all of them are in white. All of them have the same. For the guys, it is just two towels, nothing more. So there is no difference to be from Africa or Asia or United States.
And everyone is equal before Allah.
Yeah, everyone is
Almighty.
Equal. And everyone, and you cannot find any differences, even by your position. For example, my clothes differs from yours. I want to say this is my job or this is my duty, and you want to say something else. You are a medical doctor, for example. That's you right. have some special dress, uniform to show I am. But there is no I am. Everything is we are.
Exactly.
We are Muslims with the same goal, with the same beliefs, rituals, and this makes Ummah very clear for every person. And if you refer to some books which is written by non-Muslim authors, one of the interesting aspects of Islam is Hajj. True. And I know some of them get converted to Islam by seeing the Hajj as a major gathering of Muslims and have the same goal at the same place.
Dr. Nazimi, we've got less than two minutes left. Specifically, what has your mission done, sir, to render enemy conspiracies ineffective? Because we know that there is a plot to drive a wedge between the main sects in the holy religion of Islam, the Shias and the Sunnis. Specifically, in less than 2 minutes, sir, what have you done, what is being done to render these futile and redundant?
Here we tried, first of all, to introduce ourselves and our beliefs. You know, there is a website, another website, it is also not exactly by us, hajjij.com, and it contains all information in 8 languages. One of them is English, Turkish, Indonesian, and Arabic, French, and such things. We gathered there every information. And even for books, we till now published many books in different languages. For example, this one is The Rituals of the Hajj. It is published to explain for the people how to do it. When, as a Sunnit brother, study this, we'll find that it is something in common between us and them. Or this one, that it is Hajj A to Z. It is to explain that how to make it. And when a Sunnit brother studies it, he will find many things in common. So to show commonness is the best way to make the unity.
Thank you, sir. Well, with those remarks by Dr. Mazlumi, we've come to the end of this edition of Spectrum Iran. Special thanks to special guests for his time and his input. We are joined in the studio by Dr. Sayyid Javad Mazlumi, the Deputy for Cultural Affairs at Iran's Hajj Mission. Dr. Mazlumi, it was a pleasure to have you join our program, sir.
It was my pleasure.
And that's a wrap for this edition of Spectrum Iran. Goodbye and God bless.
Thanks.